Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. According to the United States Geological Survey, another 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck Nepal this morning, leaving many dead and injured just 3 weeks after a 7.8 magnitude quake killed 8,000 people and left many more injured. Amy Vaughn, a geophysicist with the USGS, says this was quite a large aftershock.
Every earthquake is still an earthquake in and of itself, which means this is, you know, by itself a very large, significant earthquake. However, because it's occurring as part of a series within the same general area of the rupture zone of the main event, we consider this also an aftershock in that series.
I reached Jamie McGoldrick, who's United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Nepal, in Kathmandu. He's about 50 miles from the quake's epicenter.
Well, it's pretty powerful in Kathmandu, so I would imagine 80 kilometers from here where the epicenter was, it must have been very heavy indeed.
And you felt it?
Very much so. We had to evacuate the office, and the whole of the office evacuated at the car park. We couldn't stand up at one point in the offices, and there was lots of swaying of buildings nearby as well.
You were describing some measure of stability coming to the relief effort. Has that been set back today?
Well, I think what it's done is, I mean, some of these areas have been hit hard by the previous earthquakes and aftershocks. And this is just basically a compounded, already difficult situation, one for the people who are living there in difficult circumstances and obviously for the relief effort, because we now have to spread out to a bigger area than was originally intended. And so it makes that work much difficult. And these areas are very challenging anyway, topographically, but also because of landslides and aftershocks and difficult road conditions.
And how are communications in the wake of this aftershock?
I mean, surprisingly, the cells, the mobile cell network stayed up and went down and came back on again. Our radio systems are working as well. So the communication is quite good at the moment, and hopefully it stays that way because it's very important.
And the airport, did it suffer any more damage? That was a real problem last week and a week before that.
Yeah, well, it's actually closed just now, and they're doing an inspection of the airport to see what it is. And hopefully there'll be no reports of anything major. There's been maintenance has been taking place by the government over the last week, and hopefully no more has been damaged. And meanwhile, the focus on the attention is to get the search and rescue and support into the new affected areas.
They say the epicenter was near Mount Everest. What does that mean in terms of people who might be in that area?
Yeah, well, we hear serious stories of landslides in the Langkang region, which is the base where the base of the Everest is. And so in that area, you've got pockets of populations, small areas where people are populated. But the thing is, getting to them is going to be a challenge now because of these reported landslides on top of already a very fragile environment and the monsoon rains coming as well. So it just complicates things that much more for us.
How much time before the monsoons begin? Any way to tell?
Yeah, well, normally they happen around mid-June, so like a four-week window from now. Some areas it comes in a bit earlier, but that's the planning date we're working to. And it's very important that we get as much assistance to those areas as possible. And that's why we have to get the resources, the funds from the international community to make this happen. If it doesn't happen in the next 4 weeks, a lot of the people who are in very distressing situations, it's going to be even more challenging for them to survive, which sometimes can be a very difficult monsoon period, cold and wet in high mountain areas, cut off from other parts of the country. And after having suffered now two, three large earthquakes in those areas, it's quite an asset of people and communities to survive and get through.
And the geologists are saying you could get another aftershock at any time.
Well, that's a science I don't really understand. I mean, they can't predict the earthquakes, but they can always tell you more will come. It'd be great if they could give us better hard news so we could actually prepare for it. The one today was completely out of the blue. There'd been about 48 hours of very little, and all of a sudden we had this one, which was very, very heavy.
Jamie McGoldrick is United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator in Nepal. He's speaking to us from Kathmandu. Jamie, take care.
Thanks a lot.